This is Terry St. John for the Archives of American Art. I'm interviewing Fred Martin in his Oakland studio. The date is August 27th. Fred, let's begin with your family background. You were born in San Francisco in 1927.
That's right.
And were you brought up in San Francisco?
No, my family moved to Alameda when I was about a year old.
And then you were brought up in Alameda.
And then they moved to Oakland when I was about 10 or 11. 10, I guess.
Did you go to public schools in Oakland?
Uh-huh. I went to Lockwood Elementary School and Lockwood Junior High School and Castlemont High School. And I graduated from Castlemont High School in the spring of 1945.
Were you, did you take art courses?
No. Well, both yes and no. I took art courses in junior high school because our schedule was set up so that we took music one semester and art the other semester.
But you didn't take it as an elective?
No, it was just automatic. In high school, I didn't take any art until, and I can't remember how this all worked anymore, until I had already graduated, and a teacher whom I had had for English in my senior year thought I had great artistic possibilities and persuaded me to go back and take a weaving course for a couple of weeks after I had already graduated. That was the only art I took in high school.
Was that your first, did you draw as a kid? Did you show any special inclination towards?
When I was little, I drew a great deal. My thing was to draw ships. I drew lots and lots of pictures of ships. My mother collected all of these pictures and pasted them in the scrapbook. I do not know where the scrapbook is. It may still be here because I took all of my mother's stuff, all the papers and junk that she had saved, put them in a box, and when she died, I put the box in the basement, and the box is still there. Mm.
But was your family, did they particularly encourage you?
I think that my family encouraged me to do anything.
So it wasn't just art, it was the encouragement?
No, it really wasn't. They were just very positively encouraging people. For instance, when I did start doing art, seriously, in college, they didn't discourage me. They just took that as just one of those things.
What sort of background did your family have? How many sisters?
I have one sister. Her name is Caroline. Her name is Leonora Caroline Hill now. Her husband's name is Richard M. Hill, and they live in Columbus, Ohio. He is, what's he do? I guess he teaches ophthalmology at Ohio State. His field of research is soft contact lenses. My sister teaches elementary school in the Columbus public school system. She has a daughter, thus I have a niece. We were, it seems to me, reasonably close when we were rather young. That is, when she was 5 and I was 10. When I was 17 or so, drastic changes took place in my view of the world. I mentally, though not physically, separated from my family. I went right on living there, but I just mentally began a whole different life to which I never gave them any access whatsoever. And ever since then, my sister and I have drifted further and further apart. There was a wonderful moment in the middle 50s when my sister was living with us. I can't remember why at this moment.